Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Sari Williams. In our top spin, the private military company Blackwater is trying to soften its bloody image by partnering with the American Red Cross. The Red Cross recently gave Blackwater an award for having hundreds of its employees participate in a blood drive. Blackwater has been criticized for excessive use of force in Iraq. The military company is under investigation for killing 17 Iraqi civilians last September. Blackwater has gotten PR help from the Red Cross before, reports Jeremy Scahill. Following Hurricane Katrina, Blackwater held a Red Cross fundraiser, giving the charity what amounted to less than what it earned in one day from Gulf Coast security contracts.
International officials and security experts are increasingly concerned about the situation in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Canadian officials are fine-tuning their PR efforts to promote their military mission there. All matters related to Afghanistan are routed through the Canadian Prime Minister's office, leading to charges of media management. Senior government officials hold several private phone conferences each week to debate their PR strategy. Nearly 80 Canadians have been killed in Afghanistan since 2002, and Canadian support for military operations there is low. An independent panel recently called on the government to hold more public briefings on Afghanistan. The panel also wants the government to increase its support for reconstruction and diplomacy efforts. Canadian PR professionals agreed, saying that the public prefers humanitarian to military operations.
When television shows mention brand name products, is it clear to viewers whether it's stealth advertising? Maybe not, according to the Federal Communications Commission, which voted to review the disclosure rules for TV product placements. After the vote, advertising industry representatives met with Republican FCC Commissioner Robert McDowell. They argued that the agency should open an inquiry instead of setting new rules. They also argued that there is no evidence that current practices are harmful or misleading. Product placement disclosures are usually listed in small type and rapidly scrolled across the screen at the end of TV shows. Spending on product placements nearly doubled from 2004 to 2005 and continues to grow.
The U.S. Congress opened an investigation of the Weinberg Group, a science consulting firm that promises to help clients clear regulatory hurdles and defend products in the court and media. In a 2003 memo, the Weinberg Group told the chemical company DuPont that it could help shape the debate about the safety of its products. The memo added, quote, "We will harness the scientific and intellectual capital of our company with one goal in mind, creating the outcome our client desires," end quote. The House Energy and Commerce Committee asked the Weinberg Group for records of its work on bisphenol A and other chemicals. Bisphenol A is present in a wide range of plastics, and some studies have linked it to hormone disruptions and cancer.
The retail chain Meijer has officially fessed up. When local officials opposed plans for a new Meijer superstore in Acme Township, Michigan, the company used a Grand Rapids public relations firm to set up several front groups. Those front groups then harassed Acme Township officials and helped launch a recall election against them. After an internal investigation, Meijer admits that its actions probably broke campaign finance and reporting laws. The head of the public relations firm involved said she stands by Meijer and hopes the matter will be resolved soon. Michigan State Police are still conducting their own investigation.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Weinberg Group. The science consulting firm has helped DuPont manage issues around Agent Orange, a cancer-causing chemical widely used as a defoliant during the Vietnam War. One of the Weinberg Group's employees is Peter Cooper. For decades, Cooper worked at the pharmaceutical company Amgen. One of Amgen's board of directors, Vance Kaufman, is the former CEO of Lockheed Martin. So there are just 4 steps between a firm that helped defend Agent Orange and a company whose planes might have sprayed the chemical on Vietnamese civilians and U.S. military personnel.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.